Time to have a chat to Greg Urell now, because he's got Blaze Jowski, his very good galloper, who returns to headquarters on Saturday. How are you, Greg?
Very well, thank you. Very good.
Looking forward to seeing Blaze Jowski back at Flemington. We know he loves the track. He always puts in every campaign he comes back. He's got a pretty good first-up record, winning 3 from 7, but probably better suited over 1,400 metres. What's your expectations down the straight 6?
Well, you're right. He's super honest, this guy, and it's incredible how he just keeps bouncing back. But look, he seems in pretty good order. We've done as much as we can with him to sort of try and get him right. Our main goal this time is to sort of tackle the Winter Championship with him. So it's a good starting point for us on Saturday, and and then from that we'll bounce into a couple of the finals. So. But look, he's in good order. I think he's probably going to be a little bit vulnerable on Saturday. He's top weight, but I just think this run under his belt will just help him sort of springboard him into the 1400. As you said, that's where he's quite dramatic over those sort of distances. The 14's where he's probably best suited, but he's certainly in good order, and it doesn't matter what track is presented to him. He seems to be able to handle any surface, which is great.
He's a horse you'd love to own. He's a rising 8-year-old now, but he's going as well as ever, you think?
Look, this will be his last campaign. I think like all of us, you get a bit older. It just takes a little bit longer to sort of crank back up again. But, I must admit, from prep to prep, you can sort of just see that in. But, leading into Saturday, where he's at now, as I said, they just take a little bit longer. But look, he's certainly in good order, and I have no doubt after this run on Saturday, it'll probably just help him a little bit, leading to his next start. He normally has 2 jump outs when he's in a prep and then sort of kicks off. This time in, we had one. We sort of hit a little speed bump in the middle, and nothing dramatic by any means, but just sort of timing-wise, it just didn't allow us to sort of get that extra jump out into him. And as a consequence, if we sort of didn't really kick off on Saturday, it was just sort of going to sort of keep the rhythm a little bit awkward going through to catch up with these Winter Championships. So, as I said, Saturday, he'll get a bit out of the run.
Looking forward to seeing the old boy back on Saturday. When do we get to see the new generation of stars, Lincoln Square, and also the real thing back in action again?
Yes, well, those guys are out for a bit of an R&R, well-deserved, for their efforts. But ideally, both of those will be back in early in June. And they don't get a lot of time off. But, one run was good enough to sort of put the writing on the wall for them. And I would think... Yeah, June, it will give us ample time to sort of set a nice campaign going forward through to the Springs. There's a couple of nice races there early, and I think which of those would be very competitive.
Well, the team's going really well. Greg, best of luck on Saturday.
Good on you, Michael. Thanks very much.